We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI.
Should we guess what Yes is talking about? There's
no
a goat
idea.
On the screen.
Right.
Or a ram, because it's got those horns.
Right.
I know my rams and sheeps.
Sure. And you know, there'll never be another you. The pitch is low in the count of 2-1.
Yeah, as we get into some baseball here in the final hour, yeah, that's what it sounded like on the old Yankees radio network when Yes put a picture of a ram up there. And
Well,
it kind of went sideways.
Hard to say what it's going to be.
I got a little horny for that. I don't know if you want to think about John and Susan in that way.
You ever seen a ram fight? Another ram?
Wild.
I have not.
Yeah,
however,
I've seen it. It's what you expect.
Were you like walking through the woods?
They're more fighting machines.
No, the hills of New Hampshire
TV.
Or something?
No, TV.
Oh, TV. Them. Oh, I got you.
They have great agility. They're able to stay on like these mountaintops and they just crack heads. Like CTE. I mean, I all through the roof with these guys.
They have great agility.
Giraffe fight in another draft. No, ram fights.
They have great agility.
They do. Like how they stay up there, the footwork is impeccable, and then they just smash heads. It's really wild.
Are you sure you're not talking about Shimes' football career or
Shimes,
anything like that?
Well,
I had a great form tackle, okay?
Well documented. He's quicker than fast.
That's right.
Yeah.
And can make a tackle out there. Ram fight.
And the toughness like like a ram.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Hey, we're the Rhode Island Rams, but I think we won 6 games in 4 years or something like
all right.
That.
You're due.
Actually, I think it might have been 8 now that I think of it.
But did you ever cover the spread?
Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about that because of a situation that went down in 1992 at the University of Rhode Island when I was a freshman that I don't know if the statute of limitations
leave it alone.
Has
right.
kind of gone out on those.
Right.
I mean, there like might
DC
have been
hoops.
Well, there might have been a guy on the football team who might have been the one who walked around and slid the sheet under the door for your picks that week, and you went and gave him $25 and
right.
you know all that stuff. And hopefully 30 years ago that now all of a sudden
should
the NCAA, let's hope so.
Should
it is the NCAA.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to try to get me to pay for my education. That no one has ever asked me about ever at any point in my life. Like,
yeah,
we work hard to get these degrees.
I've
it's not like you sit with a programmer and they go, oh, what's your degree in?
I've always thought I could have just told people I went to Harvard.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
And if you did that, Keith, it ties into this hour's code word, which is stunt. Text stunt to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Again, text the word stunt to 72881 for your chance at $1,000. Well, part of the reason that we got into old John and Susan was because Monday, doom hits Major League Baseball, right? No more spider tack. We got everybody who's pitching with clean balls, apparently, now. And, well, I know that we here at Gresh and Keefe mm-hmm. are very sensitive to all of these pitchers who have to make these great changes.
Of course.
And we want to lead the way in making sure that we appeal to the sensitivities of these pitchers.
There's a misfortune happening right now in Major League Baseball that you may not be aware of.
This is unbelievable. You've been pitching with this for however long, and you're trying to go cold turkey and try to spin a curveball.
One that is taking the words right out of pitchers' mouths.
I don't know if I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
And bringing them to the emotional edge.
I mean, it's so hard to grip the ball. I just, you know, I mean, for Pete's sake.
Do you know how to grip a baseball?
Is there another way for me to come at this thing?
Send any tips to 83 Leo Birmingham Parkway in Boston, Massachusetts.
I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up.
Or tweet them at Garrett Richards Jacket.
You know, this is the game you're going to get.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Will you be an angel?
This ad paid for by Shime's Third Nipple.
Oh, come on. Shime's Third Nipple has that kind of money lying around?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you, man.
He won the contest last hour.
Well, good for him. David Ortiz made a donation.
He won the cake hour.
That's actually all of the David Ortiz's made a donation on Twitch, Twitter, text. There's a million of them now.
It is a sad time, though, for pitchers across baseball who have no idea how to hold or throw a baseball now.
This ad paid for by Shime's Third Nipple.
Okay. Well, it's a strong message.
It really is.
Put that one out there.
I know. I wonder,
I
wonder if Sarah McLaughlin herself will come out and be like, as a Canadian, I don't understand this game.
However, there is something.
Is she a top 10 Canadian artist?
Artist was that we said band earlier.
Yeah, band.
Yeah, we mean artist.
Yeah, artist.
Alanis would be number one.
She was on You Can't Do That on Television, which at one point in time, I'm pretty sure that there's ties there from Sarah McLaughlin to the whole.
Right. Okay, it's McLaughlin first. I'm not going to let you do it another time.
The McLaughlin group.
The McLaughlin group.
Remember when the McLaughlin group would come on after cartoons?
And you're like,
maybe they'll surprise us this Saturday. There'll be an extra cartoon.
McLaughlin group.
That's right. We're talking about stuff. You're like, oh, worst. They would always come on sitting in their chairs.
Massachusetts is going to okay gambling. What do you think, Eleanor Clift?
I'll be like, what a follow-up to Looney Tunes. I'm sitting there watching the Tasmanian Devils spin around having a great time. And then it's like, McLaughlin group.
Mark Zuckerman, speak for your people, damn it. I mean, like, he's like, that guy.
Stop screaming at us.
He was something, man. Well, by the way, speaking of sports gambling.
Yes.
I know that there were a lot of folks who thought that yesterday was a good day for sports betting in Massachusetts. And look, members of the state legislature met to discuss nearly 20 different bills. 20.
Seems
20.
High.
20. How hard is this? That would allow and regulate the practice and determine how the revenue from sports betting is spent. Now, let's also clue some people in. If you look at the returns from the casino business, do you know what is the number one revenue producer in the casino game right now, Rich Keefe?
The Wheel of Fortune profit? Slot machine.
You're not far off.
Okay.
Penny slots.
Penny slots, yeah, I figured.
They make a ton of money.
Yeah.
Your sportsbook take after expense, everything, is maybe 2 to 3% on a sportsbook. Might be a skosh higher nowadays because the numbers are going to go up. But the profit from a sports book is not as much as, again, say, penny slots or table games or things like that, right? So in all of these different bills that are out there, right, Governor Baker included $35 million in sports betting revenue in a spending proposal submitted in February. For those who are listening to us on 103.7 in the state of Rhode Island, the now part of Joe Biden's cabinet, the Governor Gina Raimondo, wrote in her budget that it was going to produce like $26.5 million, to which a lot of people were like, okay, that number might be a little fat. However, in Rhode Island, they're trending pretty well, but the pandemic-related, all that
stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. So I started to go through some of these bills, right? There's one that is H-70 that was on the agenda that was sponsored by Governor Baker himself, calls for the overall legalization of sports betting, and offers general terms for its practice. Well, general terms.
All right.
Right?
I'm all ears.
So then you get into another bill that is S-257 that would allow the state to capture as much as $80 million in one-time fees from sports betting operators entering the market. So basically, legalized extortion.
Yeah.
If you want in, you're going to give us this one-time fee, right? Then we got another one.
It's like expansion in like sports.
Exactly
kind of
right.
Yeah.
Except you're actually paying for an asset, not paying for the right to be able to operate and do business in a state. And then there was another from a state rep, right? A Democrat in Boston. It's H-502 that would allow, you ready for this? Allow for mobile betting and wagering on college and pro sports. Okay.
Okay.
Auto racing. Esports and competitive video games.
Chime, now we're talking, baby. Get that Boston Uprising. Do a little sprinkle on the Uprising, making a run in Overwatch.
So there are other bills that would prohibit wagering on college teams based on and or playing in Massachusetts, right? Now, here's a little bit of the issue with the whole wagering on esports and competitive video games. That market is, I'm not saying it's unregulated, don't get me wrong, but it's new for a lot of operators.
Okay.
So it's something that maybe they should put in there to eventually get into, but it's dicey, I think, for a lot of people, even in the gambling business, because, like you said, you've got the whole, like, all these teams and people that are going to. So for big events, okay, fine. I don't know how much, like, that's really going to add to the pot or the revenue. And does that open up, you know, some offshore wanksters who want to try to pay the money to get in, and then it's offshore. And if you're gambling offshore right now, that is like dicey to begin with in terms of if they send you a check and getting money from these people.
Oh,
who are
licensed. There's a bit of a workaround going on there. But I just don't know how it's this difficult. I really don't. Because you see other states pulling it off. They're making money. The state's not burning to the ground, right? I think Michigan and New Jersey are doing fine.
Freaking Rhode Island had the guy who ran the Senate down there, Ruggiero, who was like, oh, what about the children?
Children
are
fine.
Do you sound, how old are you? Like, are you 100 years old?
Yes, I am, basically.
Like, I had dopey gubernatorial candidates calling me on my old show down there, be like, explain the sports betting to me, Sonny.
Like, well,
if you don't know it, you shouldn't be governor. Shut up. Yes, and I think that's what I told the guy.
Well, there you go.
Like, what an idiot.
Did he win?
No, he got smoked because he was only there to try to run interference for one of the parties.
Oh,
but that's
a complicated endeavor.
You know, you're right, Rich. It isn't this hard. And you can look to other states, and it feels like there's so much tug from one end to the other.
Yeah.
And then there's how many skins are going to be out there. Like, if they can do this whole, hey, guess what? If you want to pay us $10 million, then, you know, we'll kind of let you in the door one of those deals.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Then you start to wonder how they get in line. Then you know, it's like what they did with some of the marijuana business here in Massachusetts. Like, some of the people who want these grows, they got to own their own building, I do believe, was a part, right? So you couldn't rent a building and then have a big grow house, from what I understood of it initially when I looked into these things.
Well, right. It's funny because, like, 10 years ago, if I said, what's going to be legal first in Massachusetts, betting on the Patriots or weed? At 10 years ago, you would have said, of course, betting on the Patriots.
Yes.
Like, all right, you can, you know, open it up. You see all these, there's different, you know, there's gambling, there's casinos. You can talk about scratch-offs. You can talk about Keno. You can talk about all this other stuff. But nope, like, weed's already fine. And again, I think they both should be fine. And yet the sports gambling thing, and I think especially when you're in a state like Massachusetts that has bordering states that are doing it, is even crazier. Right? It's not like we have to, it's not like we have to go to Atlantic City or Las Vegas to make a bet. You know, a lot of us drive 15 minutes northwest or south. And you're making a bet.
That's exactly right. And for some reason, I can't understand why the politicos can't get aligned enough to just to be able to get it off the ground and get going, because, you know, there's always going to be arguments on what will the revenue be. And there will always be arguments. It's as old as time as to where money should go when you start stuff or when you start initiatives like this. It's very difficult, I think, to just say this amount of money from this endeavor. If all of it goes to education, then it makes it worth it. And I know there have been other states, like, for example, long before, and I don't even think sports betting is legal in North Carolina, but they used to have the North Carolina Education Lottery, and they used Ric Flair, the wrestler.
Obviously.
And I think some, like, scratchies and commercials or whatever.
That makes sense.
And that went towards the whole education and all that stuff.
Hmm.
I think, unfortunately, people get bogged down on the where is the money going to go. And then there is the how many people do we let in the door? And then how much should they pay to get in the door? And unfortunately, the state is getting bogged down on details that in theory, you should be able to put the power brokers in a room and figure out how to get this done.
Do you think by Patriots season?
No. No. I don't.
Let me finish. 20-30.
Oh, okay. I John jumped you on that one. Yeah. Sorry about
that. No, I mean, it just doesn't feel like I thought there was going to be a chance, but it just feels like this is kind of further removed and just make your plans to go to New Hampshire or Rhode Island.
I don't want to indict every politico because every politico is not terrible. They're not bad.
Right.
Not all of them are idiots, even though some of them clearly are. But unfortunately, the bureaucracy and everyone's opinion on this and everyone's agenda and objective, to me, is getting in the way of making a very simple, clear, and easy decision. And Rhode Island is about to evolve at the end of the year as well. Maine, for some reason, Keith, like Maine's like, nah, we don't want sports betting. It's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know why you don't.
Like, why wouldn't you? I don't understand it. And other states, look, hope to God, you and I are sitting here 5 years from now and we're evaluating this and saying, well, there are only seven states or single digit states that are still the holdouts when it comes to sports gambling because people want to do it and it doesn't hurt anybody. And if anyone ever comes up to you and says, well, it's addictive and it's this and it's that, guess what? So is shopping online. So is Amazon.com. And
anything
that doesn't mean
addictive.
That they're the
so are cigarettes.
Exactly right.
Yeah, cigarettes.
What was that, Chimey?
I said so are cigarettes.
Exactly.
And alcohol.
Coffee.
Right?
I mean,
coffee.
It's
soda pop.
Ooh.
It's all there.
Uh-huh.
Food.
Food. Chime.
Been there.
And listen.
Can't stop eating sometimes.
We're all fighting it.
Before I gave up soda, Dr. Pepper, man. Oof. That was the go-to.
Love it, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
23 flavors in there.
Yeah.
You ever had a Mr. Pibb?
Of course I have.
I have. That's Southern.
Love me some Mr.
That's
Pibb.
Delicious. Southern Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh. I like a nice fountain Mr. Pibb.
That's what I'm saying, man. The best.
I can see it right now.
I think.
Taste it.
There's certain sodas that just taste better fountain than they do out of the bottle.
Pibb and Dew.
Yes.
Are at the top of that list.
Oh, yeah. Do you?
Speaking of my soul.
A Fountain Dew.
In my early, like up until I was 18, like the Dew was the way to go, man.
God. And what a treat.
And then you look at it and you're like, oh, my God.
That's not great for
you. I'd rather have an ice cream cone if I'm of this much sugar, you know?
Yeah,
go down that road.
Right.
But
just have both.
Well. And you wonder why.
Treat yourself Friday.
You wonder why you're a juicy peach, Shime.
I don't wonder. I know.
There's no wonder there.
So, Kemba Walker has been traded from the Celtics. That was the big breaking news today. Saturday night, because I know we didn't get to this, but last night, the Bucks won Game 6 against the Nets. And now, Saturday night, Game 7, Bucks-Nets. Who do you have? Do the Nets find a way to figure this out?
Yeah, I think they do. I think it's going to be more the... I mean, I thought they might win last night. You know, Harden was better, but he still doesn't look right. I think it's going to be one of those things where it's more the Bucks kind of choke it away. Or the Bucks kind of... like it's. And I'm sure Durant will have another good game, but I think the Nets will move on. Which was too bad, because how crazy would it have been if it was Bucks-Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals? But it just feels like, with it all said and done, I thought there might be a chance for some real, you know, new blood in the NBA Finals. But couldn't we be staring at a Durant versus Kawhi Leonard? Like two guys that have already been Finals MVPs, two guys that have already won. It could be those two.
Has Kawhi been ruled out? Because I know they
That.
I wonder if that became official, because then it's all up to Playoff P.
Playoff P. That's true. Good point. He is out.
Well, are we headed for...
He's out. You're right.
A Chris Paul...
Or maybe Chris Paul.
There you go, right? Because I
first time
thought,
breaking through.
I thought Phoenix they got beat by now.
Yeah. You know... the fact that they swept, and even with him being, you know, in the protocol or whatever, by the time they play, maybe he misses a game.
Right.
But the way the Suns are playing, all right, even if they lose that first game to the Jazz, can't rule them out. They've played so well. Devin Booker has been a killer. They're built pretty well. They have, you know, DeAndre Ayton is playing well. So, yeah, so you might, because Suns-Jazz would be a pretty crazy conference finals if that ends up being what it is.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great. That'd
yeah, I forgot. You're right. Leonard's completely done. But Paul George.
Well, he might drag
him
there.
Can he win this series? Because wouldn't this be the ultimate, man, Doc Rivers is overrated, if the first year he leaves, Ty Lue takes a team without Leonard all the way to the conference finals, something that Rivers never did in L.A.
And Philly gets bounced.
And Philly, like the double
Philly's
whammy.
Philly's a loss away from getting bounced.
If they lose to the Hawks.
Oh, my.
And the Clippers advance without Leonard. Like, what are we doing here?
If you're the NBA, I know, look, Nets are big box office, don't get me wrong. But if you ended up with Atlanta and Phoenix and it was Trae Young and Devin Booker for the league and where it's going, mm-hmm. that would not be a terrible in terms of the superstar matchup in an NBA final.
No.
To have two young guys like that that people could sink their teeth
into. They would
into.
Probably take a hit though, like the ratings. Again, they're already mad that LeBron's not in it. Like they need those guys.
Do you think they need a
Brooklyn.
Durant?
I think they need Brooklyn.
You need Brooklyn.
I think so. And then you're right. I think the NBA diehard will love it, and I think the idea of just some sort of fresh blood, because that was sort of the knock, too, like when it was predictable, like, ah, Golden State Miami or Golden State Cleveland, but people watched it. It was like, all right, it's LeBron versus Curry. Like, let's go. And Durant for a couple of years. So even though I think we look at it, like, oh, that'd be pretty cool to see Trae Young in there or to see Devin Booker in there, but like nationally, maybe not.
Well, and I was going to say, too, there's also just the executive who looks at the numbers and says, Atlanta, Phoenix, or New York, L.A.? The one they're going to lean towards, even if those superstars are out.
Right.
All right, the final trend of the week for superstar Krishan.
Eddie Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
On EEI. Have you been watching the show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
Well, now it's time to read only the positive messages.
From Twitch, Twitter, and the text line.
On Gresh and Keefe.
Here we go. Your contributions to today's show. It's been, well, sure as hell wasn't what we planned, because Brad Stevens threw a curveball at us. No spider tack.
No.
Threw a curveball at us at
about
9:30 with the trading of Kemba Walker.
Good spin rate.
So a lot of Celtics talk, a little bit of soda talk, some football slid in as well. We made fun of pitchers.
Yep.
Shime, what have the people been saying today?
Decent amount going on today, fellas. Right off the bat, text line, very high on Moses Brown.
Really?
From the 413, I would rather have Moses Brown over any prospect outside the top 10. In this draft, we need a big.
He is a big. He is 7'2" and played a little bit last year. So I like him, but to say you want him more than anybody you'd get in the draft, I think that's a bit much.
See, that's the thing. Like, for me, I'm okay if it was Walker for Horford and then the first round pick was essentially the throw in because you had to balance it with Moses Brown. You could do worse in this draft because unless you get lucky, you're drafting like your 10th guy. But I mean, the numbers, we got to contextualize the numbers. He was on a bad team.
He was on a horrible team. And I also think a big factor is if Time Lord's healthy and you have Horford, how many minutes are there for Moses Brown? Mm. He might just be the injury kind of insurance.
The long-term developmental guy.
Yeah.
Buy Taco, here's like Moses.
He's a step up from Taco, but still.
From the 413, Shime is a nice, plump, round peach. Simple.
Again, very Shime-themed
It's literally one.
We also did make note that Shime looked like a creamsicle today.
I would say that this segment is very Shime-heavy,
but
I'm not that.
It's literally one text.
I'm not going to use that term.
Shime and heavy?
I'm not going
to
do it.
We'll wait for 7 minutes from now
From the 508.
One out of two.
From the 508, is there a secondary motivation to making this trade? Like, there's something about this trade that would be attractive to a future coach.
There's more roster flexibility now. So the answer is yes. Like, the idea of getting somebody else to run with Brown and Tatum is there. So you got a better, you have the bad contract. You still have a bad contract, but it's not nearly as bad.
And I also think, too, that the motivation for this deal was to be able to move on from Kemba, not to necessarily use the deal to attract a coach. It's a part of the package.
Yeah.
And something that someone could look at and say, all right, here are different kinds of possibilities. Then am I stuck with this aging point?
But when you include, like, the entire roster based on the players, but also the cap situation, this roster today is better than it was yesterday.
I can buy that, yeah.
Right? And again, even if you want to say right now, Kemba the player might be slightly better than Al Horford the player, but the fit and the money and all of that stuff, it's advantage Celtics right now.
Yep.
From the 201, tell Keefe to get off the pipe. Bryan Adams, much better than that nerdy bare naked ladies.
All right, there's one for Bryan Adams, but Bare Naked Ladies is a very good band.
Bare Naked Ladies has
two great albums.
The unbelievable accolade of being the most played band on formerly on this program, Karaoke Tuesday.
And by the way,
pretty good feather in the cap,
right?
I'll eat it in having the wrong Canadian. It wasn't Alanis Morissette, or it was Alanis Morissette, I guess, who was on. You can't do that on television. Got not it. Sarah McLachlan.
Or McLaughlin.
Bare Naked Ladies are also one of those bands that, like, the albums that you don't know that weren't commercially successful or whatever, also good.
All bangers.
Yep. All bangers.
Brian Wilson, great track. Yeah. If I Had $1 Million, great track. 1 Week, great track. Just Old Apartment, great track.
Pinch Me, great track.
Great track.
It's All Been Done, great track. From Summertime, great track.
I don't want to pinch you. I'd rather poke you.
Thank you. From the 603.
Summer Ball, great track.
Colts fan, jazz fan, and Alanis is my all-time favorite artist across all genres. I'm seeing her this fall.
Wait, Colts fan, jazz fan?
Yeah, that's what they said.
How is that? What is that?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you be like a Colts fan and a Pacers
fan? He's a Hayward
guy.
Maybe he's from Utah. They don't have a football team, so he had to adopt a football team and pick the Colts because he liked Peyton Manning.
You got BYU. To for them.
They with all the things going on with them right now.
Not everybody goes balls out for BYU.
Not everybody.
I thought Utah, like, they were like the Denver Broncos. Wouldn't that be the close team?
You'd think.
You wouldn't go
smart. Or even just go west and go L.A.
No, he's a Butler fan, and then he followed Gordon Hayward to Utah. He lives in Indy.
Got it.
Makes sense.
Thanks for the backstory.
Garrett Richards Jacket suggests that we should play Name That Tune with Gresh.
I don't know how well that would go.
That would be a disaster.
Yeah.
Guess the movie quote with Gresh.
Oh, God.
Name that character.
Yeah. Never. I might get there. One, maybe two. Wait, did you guys do Name That Tune before, or is this just a Garrett Richards jacket flinging poo?
It was because we talked about Bare Naked Ladies for a solid 30 seconds, and then John bounced back with a Bare Naked Ladies song, and your first thought was, what the hell is this?
Exactly. Yeah.
Name That Tune, Gresh.
Crap.
That's not the name of the tune.
No, that's not it at all.
It's not the name of it?
Pinch Me by the Bare Naked Ladies.
How about Dumb?
How about Duty?
From the 401.
All right, name this one.
Sometimes.
Faster Crap.
Yeah, these guys are jolly. And I'll tell you, the ability to have not one but two lead singers.
Tremendous.
I mean, what a formula for success. What are we doing? Between Linkin Park and Bare Naked Ladies, you know what they're doing.
Yeah, no kidding.
All-time, their original lead singer, who I believe he left the band, all-time cocaine guy, apparently.
Well, it's a hell of a drug.
All right, then.
And it is expensive.
Yeah.
From the 401, I had a friend spend 24 hours in a Waffle House voluntarily.
Yep.
Played board games
from the movie Star Wars.
Yep. Played board games with friends and everything. Ate all three meals as scheduled. Sounded like fun to me.
Yeah, so if you just missed it, there was a fantasy football loser. Guy came in last place, had to sit in a Waffle House for 24 hours, but every waffle he ate took an hour off his time, and that was like this great punishment, which seems like a fun little challenge, if nothing else.
Agreed.
I don't think it's that bad at all.
No, I'm with you. Although Shime and I were having the debate of, because he mentioned pancakes and IHOP, if it was one waffle shaved an hour,
what's the conversion rate?
What is the conversion rate of waffle to pancake? And I said if you would eat 24 waffles, that'd be the equivalent of about 36 pancakes.
So
and
you're
I
going said, one and a half.
Yeah,
one and a half pancakes.
Yeah.
One and a half pancakes is one waffle.
Because I think that's way
pancakes
too much.
Are smaller.
Too much. I think they're very much about equal.
Mm. He thinks that you're dumping the same.
No. I'm not talking about like these tiny little like silver dollar pancakes. I'm talking about a nice flapjack.
No, it takes like it's almost the size of the plate.
You're still using less batter in the pancake than you are
very
on
marginally
the
less.
I think you'd be really full because I'm with you. I'd want to eat 12 to get out of there 12 hours early, but
like I feel like waffles I can do, but pancakes feel like they'd be like
they
the
fill
lump.
Me up.
Right.
I feel like by pancake 9, I'd be like I'm done, and I would have eaten so much syrup at that point that I'd just be like
I love the sugar
freaking out,
inject it into my vein.
Listen to that.
Yeah, this guy's psycho.
Ugh,
you know he's stopping at Waffle House on the way home.
Oh yeah,
IHOP.
He's gonna have an IHOP right by my house.
Gonna go, I was just gonna say he's gonna order some chicken nuggets down the way and be like, can I put some syrup to slather these in?
Chicken and waffles. Hell,
that's a nice combo.
Best food ever.
From the 401, $1 million in West Virginia is equivalent to 4 cases of PBR and 2 sleeves of Skoll. LOL.
That guy got my joke, which was they said they were giving away $1 million, which really in West Virginia conversion is closer to like $200,000.
If
Garrett. Thank you, John.
Topical.
Great song.
Topical.
Garrett Richards Jacket weighed in one more time, saying there's so many better Sarah McLachlan songs than the one John chose for the
this is one of the pitches. This is one of the worst high horse situations I've ever witnessed, is Garrett Richards Jacket being like, Arms of the Angel isn't even a top 10 McLachlan tune. Like, I like the old stuff better.
Yeah, but the reason why you played that was because of the commercial. It's got nothing to do with, like, what a great hit is.
By the way, this is also what ended my friendship with Twitch David Ortiz, is they're trying to, like, condescend to me about music in the chat.
Garrett Richards Jacket walking on thin ice now.
John's very sensitive about his takes, particularly his music takes.
I don't think I've ever had a music argument with anyone once ever in life.
Oh, why not? They're fun.
John has one with somebody every single day of his life.
Because I don't care about music that much. I'm much more about songs than artists. Like, people are like, oh my God, I can't wait for the blah, blah, blah album to come out.
It's still a music debate, though, if you're having a song.
I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
From the 603, Dr. Pepper and cream soda is goated.
Oh, no, I'll die on this hill. No.
They're both goats? Or the combination
is a
goat?
No, the combination is a goat.
Mm.
I've never had it.
I don't think I've mixed the two before.
Yeah, that's a little strong.
I like cream soda. I could drink a cream soda, but if you just had, like, unlimited Pib, I'm just sitting there drinking the Pib all day.
If I'm drinking a soda, it ain't going to be cream soda.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm caving in, I'm not wasting it on that.
Yeah. Put it in a frosty mug.
Cream soda, it's too, like...
Frosty mug helps everything, except, you know, sometimes it doesn't.
Not everything.
At Goldgraf on Twitter says, Dr. Pether...
Dr. Pether. Here we go. Now we're drinking Dr. Pether.
Sorry. Try that one more time.
That's what you get at David Ortiz's. Let me get a large David Ortiz and one Dr. Pether. we only have 2 liters of Dr. Pether. That's fine. I love that. Do you have diet, Dr. Pleather? Yeah, I got that, too. It's in the back. Actually, we have Dr. Pleather zero. There's zero calories.
That's the order the Shine puts in for him and his girl when he puts on some Sex Panther. He's about to get it on, boy. Have a good Dr. Pleather, David Ortiz, with some Sex Panther.
David Ortiz.
So let's try this again. Dr. Pepper is Southern Dr. Pepper, you dummies.
No.
Well, I mean... It isn't, because I think it does originate down there. But Mr. Pibb, I feel like you only find down there. It's harder to find up here,
right? I completely
agree.
You have to go south of the Mason-Dixon line to find...
First time I had it, I think I was in Atlanta.
Even though
Atlanta's, you know, Coke factory.
Well, there you go. Well, a Coca-Cola factory. Let's be clear about that.
Be specific.
But I do think that some Five Guys have the Mr. Pibb in their fountain.
It is here.
Right.
That Chipotle does, too. That's true.
Oh, do they really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought Chipotle still had all that stuff shut down. Like, you're still, you know, buying things out of the bottle or whatever.
You can't get it right now, but, like, before pandemic.
Gotcha. Yeah.
From the 508.
Because Mr. Pibb is a Coca-Cola company.
It's a product of Coke.
It's a Coca-Cola product.
Gotcha.
So, therefore, it did originate in Atlanta.
There you go.
So, all right.
Mr. Pibb to Dr. Pepper is like RC Cola to Pepsi or Coke. A little cheaper.
Is it? Okay.
Well, flavor. Same flavor. Oh, you'd be all in the RC Cola.
Is it like your Sierra Mist to your 7-Up?
A little bit. Yes, that's okay. a very good.
Well, there's also 7-Up Sprite, kind of similar ballpark, right?
Right.
And then, so Dr. Pepper was created in Waco, Texas, the home of David Koresh. Yeah.
Okay. From the 508, hey, tell that moron who just did trending that the Czech Republic is not called the Czech Republic. They changed their name, and now they're called Chechia. And to you, sir, I say... Tell that to ESPN, because I pull up the ESPN scoreboard, and it says Czech Republic. And we want to know what happens when I Google Czech Republic?
Yeah.
The Czech Republic comes up, and it says it's also known as
Czechia.
I
think that guy is wrong, because I just looked at the jersey of this Czech player in this communist football game, and you know what it says right across the front?
Again.
It's not communist.
Czech Republic.
Shocker.
No, they all both...
Right.
They,
it says it right above. What is the jersey,
they're both allowed.
Shay?
They're both allowed.
Yes, I think they're both allowed.
It's Holland. It's the Netherlands. And it's Holland.
What does Andres Cantor think of this? Let's get his opinion on it.
What I want to leave you guys with today on T3 here is at TT Bum Bum.
Come on. That's...
at Gresh Keefe, positive message. That's the tweet.
Take it. I'll
and that's
that.
T3 positive for the day, boys.
And on a high note, going
just
into the
weekend.
Just
positive message. That's all it says.
Thank you.
That was it?
Thank you, TT Bum Bum.
Thanks, Bum.
Well, all right. There we go.
Thanks,
you got something to wrap up the week next.
More Gresh and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Time for You Got Something, brought to you by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, you know that busy signals and placing customers on hold means lost revenue. Let Unified Office help you maximize sales at unifiedoffice.com. Keith, you got something?
Yeah, I do got something. How about this? Last week, Jeff Goodman was on the Greg Hill Show and had this to say about new Celtic Moses Brown.
Listen, I've seen him since he was about 15 years old. I think Boston will eat him up. Like, I just don't see him being mentally tough enough to handle Boston. You know, could he be a rotation big? Sure, he looks the part. But again, for Oklahoma City, somebody had to put up numbers. Somebody had to get rebounds. They missed enough shots.
So I misspoke. That was this morning, obviously. But that is, because again, 9 points, nine rebounds for a 21-year-old who's 7'2". But Goodman's point is right. I think we all kind of know bad teams have guys that put up numbers.
That's right.
So the 9-9, I wouldn't guarantee him a roster spot, but he is an intriguing prospect, I think.
Well, and the other thing, too, is he's 21. So you'd like to think that he could grow at least a little bit.
And it's like $1.5 million every year for the next 2 years or 3 years.
And so when you say he's going to get eaten up by Boston, that means like he's not going to be able to deal with the environment. Mm. He's young. I don't know. Shime, you got something?
I do, guys. So for a while, we've thought about doing a hot tub stream because that might be what really draws in the money. Well, they've pivoted. Those people on Twitch are no longer there because they're not getting enough audiences. A lot of those Twitch streams are dying. So what they've done is instead, they've switched to ASMR, and many of them are just sitting.
And that is, for those who don't know,
where you just talk really nice into your microphone.
Oh, ASMR?
ASMR.
Which is, you whisper into your mic, or you eat pickles.
Yes, and so a lot of them are making kind of noises into their microphone to, you know, help people, I guess. And while they're doing it, they're on Twitch, and they're just laying, like, doggy style on their bed holding their microphone.
Oh!
So it is a whole battle going on Twitch right now.
I don't care for
That people are having.
What about the children? What are the children going to think of this?
What about the children? John, you got something?
Yep, so dropping this week in the music world is the Bruce Springsteen and Killers duet of their song, A Dustland Fairy Tale. Check it out. I've listened to it. It's very good. Gratch, what do you got?
Tom Brady has finally drawn the line. Quote, play till 50? That's a long time. I've always said 45 was the age I wanted to reach, and that was my goal. So Tom Brady has finally drawn the line.
There you go.
Where I'm sure his wife will be happy that 49, she knows.
Then.
Yeah, right, exactly. I want to play till I'm 47 and move the goalposts there a little bit. All right, OMF for next. Everybody have a great weekend. Catch me on Sunday night right here on WEEI on CBS Sports Radio from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. We'll be back on Monday. John and Shime produced it. If something went wrong, blame them. Have a good weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.